The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. As well as the work I've been doing in the New Testament to prepare for Christmas this year, I thought I would seek out some interesting sidelines in the kind of theology of Christmas. And so I've been exploring the theology of supermarket Christmas adverts. There was the Argos one, full of Yetis, brightly coloured Yetis on skates. I couldn't get much apart from high energy from that. I was going to try and persuade them to let me have one of their cutouts, but I don't think they would have done that. I could have appeared behind it and put my face in the hole for the Yeti's face, and that would have amused you. It would have taken us no further, I think. Then there was the Christmas theology according to Tesco one, which seemed to be that if you have a very low budget and spend almost all of it on Rob Brydon, you come up with another rather dismal advert. Then I looked at Waitrose, and there was this charming, epic journey that a robin makes across sea and ocean in a kind of epic version of something from Planet Earth 2 before it eventually gets home and has a mince pie with a friend. And I thought, well, maybe there's something there we could use, but I'm not sure. The most alternative one in some ways is the Burberry Christmas advert, which is entirely a kind of trailer for a film that doesn't exist about the history of Burberry raincoats. The only thing I could get through that was, beware, it will probably rain where you are this Christmas. Then there was the Aldi one, in some ways the most ironic of all, about Kevin the Carrot, sitting there in the chair, waiting, waiting, waiting for the great highlight of his Christmas, which is to see the John Lewis Christmas advert. Now that really is something. And eventually, of course, Kevin sails away on the horns of Rudolph, forever the carrot making Father Christmas chariot go through the sky. But the one I settled on, the one that moved me most, was Sainsbury's. Anyone else see the Sainsbury's Christmas advert? Some of you may not have done. Let me tell you about the Sainsbury's Christmas advert. Many of you will be able to identify with it. It's about Dave. Dave is a father, and Dave is hard-pressed at Christmas. He works in a toy factory. He's going for it all the hours that are available and more. He wakes up in the morning, and his hair's all over the place, and he just doesn't feel he's anything more to give at Christmas. And then suddenly, he has a bright idea. He's going to clone himself. So he goes back into his toy factory and he clones himself. And the reason that this is important for Dave, the great bell that goes off, the light that goes off in his mind, is what comes through in the song. And once you've heard it, you won't be able to get it out of your head. You will have James Corden inside your head for the rest of Christmas. The greatest gift that I can give is me. The greatest gift that I can give is me. And I think it's rather wonderful that that's in a supermarket advert, because what it's essentially saying is, we can't really help with that. It's up to you. It's true, isn't it? Christmas is about far more than all the things we're spending all our time on. It really is about our ability to give of ourselves to the ones that we love, and to others as well, as we can be generous with our Christmas causes. The greatest gift any of us can give is to give ourselves to others in love. And I rather liked that. And actually, as I look back at the New Testament, I started to discover that I think it was actually God who had that idea first. Because you see, Christmas is about God's greatest gift. And that is the gift of his son. Jesus was born in a stable, but he was not an ordinary baby. He had a human mother. But God himself, by his Holy Spirit, did the other part of the work inside of Mary, so that God himself came to earth and without giving up any of his godness, became human as well. And this was the very greatest gift that God could give us. Now, you know, sometimes gifts say quite a lot about us. And sometimes what a gift is something we don't necessarily want to hear. So, if someone gave me a gift, there was a book saying 10 ways to rid yourself of head lice forever, I'm not sure I'd want it. Or how to be slim in 30 days. Or perhaps a voucher for 10 hours worth of anger management lessons. Imagine getting that from someone in your family at Christmas. Anyone in my family, please don't write down and do it. I can see that one coming. And what does God's gift of his son, Jesus, what does that say to us and about what we need? Well, the first thing it says is a message from God that we need to hear that God is real. Now, there are all sorts of signposts to God all around us in our lives and in the world, but this is the clearest one. God wants us to look at the face of Jesus and realize that there is more to this life than we can see. That there is a God and that he has come to us in Christ. He wants us to hear him saying, I'm real. I'm really there. And then the second thing this gift says is that we need someone to enter our space, enter our lives, to join with us where we are, and just to be sympathetic and caring and know what it feels like to be human. So many of the reasons that people abandon a belief in God or thrust God away from themselves or try and put God on a distant shelf is because they think he doesn't care. And he's not interested, and he's not sympathetic and caring. But actually, the coming of Jesus says loud and clear, not just that God is real, he says, I'm real, and I care. I know what it's like to be human. I know what it's like not to want to get up in the morning. I know what it's like to be bullied. I know what it's like to be completely worn out. I know what it's like to have family hassle. I know what it's like to get ill. I know what it's like to be in real physical and mental pain. I know. And by coming to earth and becoming human, God himself joined us in our human condition with all its injustice, all its suffering, all of its pain. He says to us, I'm real and I care. I know what it's like. Now, those two are great things, and I hope that you have your view of God upped a little bit by this, because he is real and he does care, but there's a third thing. He says, I'm real, and I care, and I'm staying to put things right. I'm staying to put things right. Right. There's a lovely saying, it's been going around in my head for a couple of years. You can sum up almost the message, the Christian message, by saying, God's saying, I know the ugliest things about you, but I'm staying until they're put right. Jesus came, and in one of the other versions, it says, he pitched his tent among us. I have a friend called Gordon. He's a very genial Irishman. He's a sort of top of the morning kind of guy. And he wears a Guinness hat, and he's always full of fun. Anyway, he was going on a camping trip once, and he had a new tent, and he wanted to be able to put his tent up beforehand to see how it would work. But he has a very small back garden and didn't have room. So he asked a couple of other friends, a couple of mutual friends called Griff and Sarah, if he could go around to their house, because they had a very big back garden, and put his tent up. And they said, that would be fine. When do you want to come? And he said, well, the time I need to come is 2 o'clock on Friday. And they said, well, we may be out, but that's fine. You can just walk around the side and that will be fine. And it's 2 Rutherford Road. He said, fine, I'll be there. Well, they got back a bit earlier than they were expecting and wasn't there at 2:15, wasn't there at 2:30 either. Meanwhile, the lady who lived at 22 Rutherford Road looked out. And to her great surprise, there was this genial Irishman with a Guinness cap putting up a tent in her back garden. It's a completely true story, and some of you know some of those characters. You can tease them about it next time you see them. God has come and pitched his tent in Christ, and he's done so to help us. Now, to explain how he can help us would take longer than I have now, but let me just try and sum it up. He's come to help us by bringing us the forgiveness of all the wrong things we've done, bringing us back into a relationship with him, and giving us the solid, secure, total hope of eternal life beyond death, all if we will place our faith in him. He has come to us. He's become one of us. He's become completely one of us so he could raise us above ourselves and make us like himself. And this is something which is not just theoretical. It's for every single one of us, a personal invitation to receive the gift of God, salvation through Jesus Christ. One of the reasons I love Christmas is that it was just before Christmas, back in 1980, that this became real for me. I'd been brought up in a Christian family. I'd gone to church. But I'd never really understood this properly. I'd always thought I had to do good things to reach God. And I became increasingly aware that even when I was giving myself the best I can, it felt miles short of what was needed. And much of the time, I wasn't giving myself the best I could. I was acting selfishly and meanly. And then over a period of time, a group of people explained to me that that wasn't how it operated at all. That God had come to show that he was real. That he'd come to enter my space and join me in the hard things in my life. But more than that, he had come to pitch his tent and to stay with me and to help in the way that mattered most. To wash away all of my guilt and bring me into a personal relationship with Christ. And so in a room full of people drinking tea and eating cake, someone said, "But where's Christ in your life?" And I said, "Well, he's on the outside." And he said, "Well, where do you want him to be?" And I said, "Well, I want him on the inside." And he said, "Well, what will you do?" And I said, "Well, I'd like to open the door." And I did, quietly, in that room. Opening the door, saying, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I want to receive your forgiveness. Yes, Lord Jesus, I want to receive you to be the new center and master of my life. Yes, Lord Jesus, I want to receive from you the hope of eternal life." And that can be true for any of you, because God's greatest gift is to give himself, and he's giving himself to anyone who will open the door this Christmas. Shall we pray for a moment, and then we'll sing our last carol? Lord God Almighty, Father God, we thank you that you have given the greatest thing you could give, your very self, your Son. We praise you for Jesus and his coming. And we pray, O Lord, that you would show us how we can know that Jesus is real and receive Jesus into our lives. For your name's sake, Amen.